In what way are you better after the Fort Fry game?
So I think it exposed our kids a lot of weaknesses that we have or areas that we need to get better at. And that's one of the advantages of playing the schedule we play. I mean, we're going to be challenged every week. We figured out, hey, if we don't give total effort every play and execute proper technique, that we're going to be in trouble. But Fort Fry, I mean, they're just a whale of a team. So there's things like that you can walk away and take away from an effort standpoint, technique standpoint. I'd rather get exposed in week four than in the playoffs. So we're just trying to learn from that and get better week by week here.
Would you have rather found someone to play last week? Or now that you didn't, are you able to kind of use that to your advantage?
So, I mean, at first, I really wanted to play. And we tried a lot of avenues to find a game. Nothing worked out. Looking back, though, I mean, once we decided Monday, hey, there's not really a game that fits, I mean, it's just an advantage for us in regards to we're able to get healthy. We had some bumps and bruises we had to take care of. We had a lot of things we needed to clean up. You don't like to have that bad taste in your mouth for 2 weeks, but it makes coaching easy for 2 weeks. We have a lot of things to point and film to point to let these guys know what we need to improve on. So I think it ended up being a good reset for us as far as getting healthy, working on some things we needed to get healthy and get ready for a really, really good St. Mary's team Friday.
Well, the way your schedule's laid out a lot of years, you've had 2 weeks going into the St. Mary's game in many years. Is that something that maybe made this seem more familiar? Did that help at all?
To me, it didn't. We've had bye weeks and came out the week after and got our butts kicked and had other weeks where it worked out well. We just want to get better. Every week we want to get better. Did we get better last week? I think we did. I think we got better. We got healthier. And we're going to need to be really good Friday night.
Looking at what you've been able to do in these 2 weeks, where have you noticed the biggest area of improvement?
I think just from getting our kids to understand every little thing they have to do. And what I mean by that, you can get away not doing something exactly right against teams that you have a lot more talent in. But if you run against a really good team, they're going to make you pay. And that's what Fort Fry did time and time again. So we've just done a really good job of tightening up our assignments and our technique. And hopefully that leads to a big improvement here Friday.
We thought going in this year you'd be able to run the ball well, get a veteran line and a veteran quarterback to kind of manage that offense. Has that offense come along in the way that you expected?
We just need to be more consistent. So I thought against Marietta, we played well. Against Ravenswood, we played pretty well. And then obviously against Fort Fry, we didn't. But, you know, a lot of that has to do with Fort Fry. I mean, they came out, they played a heck of a game. I don't think it can be underestimated how good they are. I mean, they're actually, you play good teams all the time. We play really good teams. But, I mean, they have a real shot to rank number 3 in all Division 6, all Ohio.
Yeah.
But having said that, we just need to be more consistent. Again, it's one of those things, if you have 4 out of 5 guys making the right block, one guy's not, you get away with that against teams that you're a lot more talented than. Mm-hmm. A team against Fort Fry, I mean, they're going to make you pay. It turns into a TFL. So we just need to be more consistent on offense.
Defensively, have you had the playmakers step up that you'd hope to have step up at this point of the season?
Yeah, we've got to get better on defense. And we talked about that last week. We talked about that yesterday. We've got to get our lineman assignment. We've got to fly the football. We've got to tackle better. We're not playing physical enough on defense. We're not playing aggressive enough on defense. We're not tackling well enough on defense. So we know defensively for us, this team to get where we want to get to, we're going to have to get better. And they're certainly going to be challenged. I mean, St. Mary's averaging over 40 points a game, haven't been held less than 32 or 33, whatever that one score was. They got a lot of playmakers. And if we don't take care of business Friday, I mean, it could be another long night for the defense.
Well, looking at all those playmakers, what do you look to take away first?
They're multiple. They're very multiple in what they're able to do. But I definitely think it starts with the quarterback, and he can hurt you with his legs and his arm. So you got to look. I think you start there, and what things, I don't know if you can shut him down, but I think you got to try to limit him. I think he's too good to, you're not going to take him away. And Coach Moten and them do too good of a job and put him in good situations. But we got to limit the big plays, especially from him and then from the Moss kid, 33 and 20. Are the guys, when you watch film, definitely stand out. But they got other guys, 7 can play, 16 can play, 13 can play. But I think it starts with 20. It starts at quarterback.
You've played Fort Fry. St. Mary's has played Ritchie. So the fact that you've both had experience against good teams this year, do you think that bodes well for just how crisp this matchup ought to be this week? I mean, are you expecting a well-played game?
I know they're going to play well. We just got to make sure we answer bell and we play well. Yeah, we've both been challenged. They played Ritchie. We played Fort Fry. Fort Fry is a good team we're going to see. Marietta's a really good team. Marietta beat Athens. They beat Weir. They gave Parkersburg a really good game through the end of the third quarter, I think. So our kids have been challenged, and it doesn't stop here. We got St. Mary's this week. We're focused on them. They're number one team in Class A, West Virginia. Summers County's 3-1. The week after that, you got Moorfield, Doddridge. It doesn't end for us. The schedule doesn't get easier.
Have you kept the intensity up with the extra week?
Yeah, I thought we had a pretty good practice last week. We got a little lackadaisical towards the end, probably. We wanted them to be relaxed. We wanted them to forget about Friday night's game, but not. You know, we want to, as much as it pains me to watch that film, I've watched it a bunch, and I'm just looking for things that we could have done better. And I'm not sure if we play a really great game, I'm not sure we beat those guys, if we play to the best of our ability. But I was disappointed that we didn't play to the best of our ability, and we didn't play what I consider Yellow Jacket football, which is guys playing 100 miles an hour, playing hard as we can, as long as we can. So hopefully we get that rectified Friday, and we see a lot of effort, and guys getting lined up right and doing their assignment.